Good to see you again. This morning we will have a meeting, as you know, of NATO foreign ministers. We will discuss the escalating campaign of Russia's hostile actions against NATO countries. What we are seeing is that Russia, but also China, are trying to destabilize NATO nations through acts of sabotage, cybercrime, and of course also trying to make energy, weaponize energy in the fight between, of course, our systems. And we have to discuss how we will defend ourselves. And that means that we will look at ways to have better intelligence sharing, but also making sure that we can protect our critical infrastructure. Yesterday, as you know, we met with His Majesty, the King of Jordan, which was a great occasion. He updated us on the situation in the Middle East, and particularly we discussed Iran and the role Iran is playing in the region, getting money from Russia, which is then used to fuel the efforts by Hamas and Hezbollah to destabilize the region. But of course also the situation in Syria itself was discussed, and the overall Middle East. And last night we had our dinner together with Kaja Kallas of the European Union, but also the foreign minister of Ukraine, Andriy Sybiu. And it was a very good dinner. We discussed what we can do collectively to make sure that, one, Ukraine has the air defense it needs, also to protect its critical infrastructure and energy infrastructure. And secondly, how to make sure that Ukraine will get to a position of strength so that then Ukraine can start talks about its future in the region.
Okay, we'll start over here on the right, please. Yeah.
This is Mohammed with Al Ittihad. Could you please, NATO's meeting with His Majesty King Abdullah comes at a very interesting time with escalating tensions in the Middle East, including in Syria. Could you please provide more insights into the outcomes of the meeting, and what plans do you have for increased engagement with Jordan and ICI partners? Thank you.
This was a great occasion for us to again sit down with His Majesty. Of course, he is a great friend of NATO. He has been here many times before. We are opening, as you know, a NATO liaison office in Amman, graciously made possible by Jordan, and to listen to his insights on what is happening in the region, not just in Jordan and in the Middle East, but also the impact all of this has, for example, on North Africa and also on Syria. That was extremely helpful. Foreign ministers were able to ask questions. So this was a good debate, a good discussion, not aimed at concrete decisions, but really to learn from him, to get his insights. And again, we were all really very much very happy that he was there and was willing to do this.
Okay, to the gentleman over there, please.
Euronews Georgia. Sir, it is alleged that Russian hybrid actions had effect on Georgia's election and also in Moldova. And could you share your opinion regarding to this subject? And what do you think, how can NATO counter these Russian hybrid attacks, which aims also NATO countries and also neighbors and partners of NATO?
No, clearly we condemn every interference in the free elections in NATO countries. We're also very worried, of course, of what happened in Moldova. We are very happy about the outcome that still the election was taking place. Clearly there was interference, but at the same time the Moldovan authorities were able to conduct the elections in line with their democratic principles. On Georgia, of course, our worry, of course, is on what is happening in Georgia itself. We are really following the events. We very much encourage Georgia to come back and go back on its path of Euro-Atlantic integration with the European Union, with NATO. But we are really worried and following the events taking place in Georgia. And when it comes to election interference from anyone, that is unacceptable.
Okay, one question. The gentleman to the right, please, with the blue scarf, and then ANP after that. Thank you. Go ahead. Please introduce yourself before you ask a question.
Secretary General, good morning. Finlay Duncan from DW.
Good morning.
How concerned are you about what's happening in South Korea at the moment, a key Indo-Pacific ally for NATO?
Well, obviously, we are following events. South Korea is part of our Indo-Pacific partnership with South Korea, Japan, Australia, New Zealand. That means that we are very much interested in how this will develop. But I'm not going to comment on internal South Korean, on the internal South Korean situation.
Okay,
ANP. Yeah. South Korea again. Leading a democratic alliance, isn't it necessary to condemn undemocratic behavior from an ally, an important ally like South Korea?
Yes, of course, they are not part of NATO, but they are a very important friend of us. We work very closely together in the partnership, together also with Japan, Australia and New Zealand. And that means that we are following step by step and from moment to moment what is happening. But at this moment, I do not want to comment. Let's first see how the Koreans are able to cope with this situation. And if necessary, there might be further comments later.
Okay, thank you very much. The lady with the red scarf.
From ERD. How concerned are you that the political chaos in South Korea might be beneficial to China to actually bring even more instability to the region?
Again, what we know is what you know and what we see on television. We are really following the events in the Republic of Korea and South Korea step by step, and we are very much interested in how this will evolve further. I don't want to comment now because the Koreans are themselves at this moment trying to stabilize the situation. And if necessary, you will hear more from me, but you can be assured that for us that relationship with South Korea is key. Our relationship is ironclad. Together with Japan, Australia, New Zealand, that will not change.
Okay, we'll take one last question. Lady on the left, yeah, please introduce yourself.
Good morning, Secretary General. Ruslana Bryanska, Hromadska Radio, Kyiv. Ukraine Minister Andriy Sybiha said the Ukraine needs to protect 19 strategic energy facilities,
yes,
and needs the same number of air defense systems. Was the supply of these systems discussed at the NATO-Ukraine Council, and maybe there were any decisions on this issue? Thank you.
No, this was absolutely discussed. As you know, we try to do everything we can to help Ukraine in making sure they can fight back what the Russians are doing with their full onslaught on Ukraine, unprovoked. And at the same time, we have to make sure that whatever air defense we can give them is being supplied to Ukraine. This is happening over the last 2.5 years. All the first 1,000 days of this awful full onslaught of Russia, we have been able to provide many air defense systems into Ukraine. And now there is a specific need on the energy infrastructure, because what Russia is trying to do is to weaponize winter again in this fight against Ukraine. So this was discussed last night. As you know, in the world, we do not have a sort of overflow of supply of air defense systems. So that means that you always have to make sure that you prioritize. But there was a clear agreement on the table last night that to help Ukraine, particularly with its infrastructure, has to be a priority. And I'm confident that allies will follow up in the coming days and weeks in making sure that whatever they can supply to Ukraine will be supplied.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much. See you later at the post-ministerial press conference. Yeah.